The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are doing the laws of tzedakah. We are on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lamed Balad, Sif Aleph. We start off with an introduction to the mitzvah. Mitzvahs Aseh Litein Tzedakah Lani Yisrael. It's a positive commandment to give charity to the poor people of the Jewish nation. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Pasolach Tiftach Es Yodcha Lo, that you should certainly open up your hand to him, meaning to the one who is poor. V'nemar, and it also says, V'chei achicha imach, that and your brother should live with you, which means that it is our responsibility to take care of any of his needs for living. V'kol haroe ani mevakesh v'helem eino mimeno, anyone who sees a poor person who's asking for money or food, and he ignores him, V'lo nasan lo tzedakah, and he does not give him any tzedakah, over v'lo saseh, so he's violating a law, shenema, like it says in the pasuk, lo sa'ameitz es levavcha, v'lo sikpots es yadcha me'achicha havyon, that you should not close your heart and don't shut your hand from giving your destitute brother. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us the importance of the mitzvah of tzedakah. He says, HaTzedakah hu siman lezera Avram Avinu, that giving tzedakah is a sign that the giver is from the descendants of Avram Avinu. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Hashem says, Ki adativ leman ash yitzave es banav, lasos tzedakah. Hashem says, I know that he will command his children to give tzedakah, to do tzedakah. Ve'en kisa Yisrael miskonein v'das ha'emes omedes. And the Jewish royalty is only established through tzedakah, and the true belief, the true faith, only stands ela b'tzedakah. Shenema b'tzedakah tikonani. Hashem says that I am established through the acts of tzedakah. V'gadol ha'oseh tzedakah yoseh mikol hakarbanos. Greater is one who gives tzedakah more so than doing all of the sacrifices. Shenema, aso tzedakah u'mishpat nivchah la'Hashem mizavach. One who performs tzedakah and mishpat and justice is more chosen to Hashem than the karbanos. V'ein Yisrael nigolin ela b'tzedakah. And the Jewish nation is only redeemed through tzedakah, shenemar, tzion v'mishpat tipadeh, v'shover v'tzedakah. Yerushalayim is going to be redeemed through justice, and her captives through tzedakah. The olam ein adam ma'ani min ha'tzedakah. Here the Kitzur is addressing people who might think that they will be sacrificing their financial stability by giving tzedakah. So he says, La'olam, it never happened. La'olam, ein adam ma'ani min tzedakah. It's never happened that a person became poor from giving tzedakah. Ve'ein davar ra, v'lo hezek bar b'shvat tzedakah. And it never happened that misfortune or damage came as a result of the fact that someone gave tzedakah. Shenema v'hayomaisei hatzedakah shalom. Like it says that the act of tzedakah is an act of shalom. Kol hamerachem, anyone who has rachmanas, who empathizes with the poor people, merachman alav, Hashem will have rachmanas in him. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'nosan lecha rachamim v'rachmecha v'herbecha. Hashem will give you mercy, and he will have mercy upon you, and he will increase you. V'kol mi shehu achzari. And anyone who is harsh, he's stingy, yesh lochus li yuchuso, you have to be concerned about his yichus. As we pointed out, descendants of Avram Avinu are certainly very into the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. If someone refuses to give, you have to wonder, is he really Jewish? V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Karov L'Shavas Aniyim. Hashem is very close to the cries of the poor people. Shenema V'Tzakas Aniyim Yishma. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem will listen to the cries of the destitute. V'Fikach Sarech Lizaher B'Tzakasam. Therefore, you have to be very wary of their crying out. Shahare Bris Kerusa Lehem. Because there was a covenant that was established with them. Shenema Vahaya Ki Yitzak Eli. V'Shamati Ki Chanun Ani. And it will be that when he will cry out to me, I will listen. Because I am merciful. V'Amru B'Yoshalmi, the Gemara says in Yoshalmi, Tara delo tiftach la'anya, tifatach la'asya. Any door which is not open to poor people, that door you will open to the doctors. Which means that someone who is not going to be interested in giving tzedakah, he will have to use his money to pay for medical expenses. V'yitein ha'adam el libo. A person should integrate into his mindset. Shehu mevakesh kol shah parnasosa mekadosh baruch hu. That he's constantly asking Hashem for his panasa. Ukimo shehu mevakesh shehakadosh baruch hu yishma shavaso usfiloso. And the same way that he's asking Hashem should listen to his cries, his pleas, and his prayers. Kach yishma hu shavas haniyim. So too does Hashem listen to the crying out of the poor people. Gam yiten adam alibo. There's something else that a person should focus on. Ki hu galgal hachoze ba'olam. The concept of wealth and of poverty is something which goes around the world. V'sof sheyavahu obeno obenveno lekabel tzedakah. Ultimately, what will come out is either he or his children or his grandchildren will need to receive tzedakah. Don't think you're always going to be on the giving side. At some point, expect to be on the receiving side. So have mercy now on those who will need to receive. V'al yala alibo loma. A person should not put on his heart. He should not consider. Eich echzar mimoni litna la'aniyim. How can I lessen my resources, my income, in order to give to the poor people? You shouldn't think that. Ki yesh lo ledas, because rather a person should understand. She'ein hamamon shelo. Your money is not really yours. Ela pikadon. The money that you have is should be understood that it's simply a trust that Hashem has given him. Lasos bo ritzon hamaf. The will of the one who entrusted him. V'zeh chelko miko amolei bo'olam hazeh. And this is his chelek. This is the portion that he will ultimately receive for all of his efforts in this world. In other words, the benefits of this world is not from making more money, but rather it's from giving tzedakah. Kedeksiv, like it says in the pasuk, v'halach lefanecha tzidkecha, that the tzedakah that you've given, that will precede you. V'hatzedakah docha gzeros roz masef eschayim. And giving tzedakah will push off any evil decrees that might be upon a person from Shemayim. Umosef eschayim, and it's going to increase life. Okay, so now we have our introduction about the background to the mitzvah of tzedakah, as well as the importance of giving tzedakah. So now we're ready for some of the technical aspects. So the first question we have is, who has to give tzedakah? If someone is really poor, are they required to give tzedakah to others? So the Kitzur tells us in Sif Beis, Kol Adam Chayev Litein Tzedakah Kefi Hasagas Yadav. Every individual is obligated to give tzedakah according to his means. V'afilu Ani Hamisparnes Minat Tzedakah. Even a poor person who he himself is supported from tzedakah. Ukigon Sheyesh Lo Ma'at Maman Shelo. For example, he has a little bit of his own money, ve'ena nosev v'noshen behem, but he doesn't do any business with them. For such a person, it is permissible for him to accept money from charity, because he doesn't have sufficient principal from which to make profit. Nevertheless, even though he's receiving money from tzedakah, since he has enough money to live on, so he's obligated to give tzedakah from that which they give him. Even if he could only give a small amount to tzedakah, al yimna es atzmo, he should not refrain from doing so. Ki ama'at mishelo choshuv kimo harbe min he'asher, because the little bit that he's giving is considered the same in Hashem's eyes, like when a wealthy person gives a large amount of tzedakah. V'chein amru razal, and similarly, Chazal teach us, nema ba'olas ha'behema, it says regarding the carbon ola of a behema, which, remember, a behema is very, very expensive ola, ishei reach nicholach, that the carbon has a very pleasing fragrance to Hashem. Uba olas of, and if someone brings a bird as a carbon ola, which certainly is much less expensive, it says ishei reach nicholach. It says the same thing, that has a pleasing aroma to Hashem. Uve mincha, which is certainly a much cheaper carbon, it says also the same thing, ishei reach nicholach, that the aroma is very pleasing to Hashem. Lo malacha, this teaches you echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit. It doesn't matter whether one gives a lot or one gives a little. Ubavad shiachavein libo la'aviv shevashemayim. The main thing is that his motivation should be because he wants to do Hashem's will. He wants to do what is right. Aval kol she'ein lo ela dei panasoso, ein achayev litin tzedaka. In other words, until now we're saying that an ani, even if he gives a small amount, that will be pleasing in Hashem's eyes, like if a wealthy person gives a lot. However, let's say a person does not have sufficient parnasa for himself, he's not obligated to give tzedakah. The parnasas atzmo kodemus l'kol adam, because the parnasa of himself and his family takes precedence over anyone else. Okay, so that tells us that even poor people generally do have to give tzedakah, unless they don't have enough really for their own needs. But the next question we have to deal with is, how much has to be given to aniyim? If an ani comes to your door, what do you do? What is your responsibility? So this brings us to Sif Gimel. Kama nosnin la'anim, how much has to be given to a poor person? So this is a pasuk. It says, Dei maksaro asher yaksalo. You have to give him whatever he's lacking, whatever his needs are. Now, there's something important over here. It means that whatever he is lacking, that means if from his perspective, he is lacking in a certain regard, even if you feel differently, and if you feel that it's that the particular issue is something of a luxury, you're still required to give it to him. The Gemara tells us about a very wealthy person who suddenly lost all of his wealth, and he went around collecting, and Hillel went in front of him, and wherever he went, he would announce, here comes the great person, and because this was something that this formerly wealthy individual was used to. He's used to that people would always herald his coming. Now, Hillel himself actually happened to be a very poor person. We know the famous story of Hillel, that he didn't have enough money to get entry into the Beis Medrash. So he would climb up onto the roof in order to listen in, because he couldn't get in. So at least maybe he could listen in and glean something from the roof of the Beis Medrash. This Hillel is now going around and heralding he's announcing that this great person is coming, only because this individual who used to be wealthy, who lost all of his wealth, this is what he's used to. Psychologically, this is what he needs in order to survive. Now, there's no question that someone who has such luxurious standards, who loses their wealth, will have to lower their standards. They're going to have to acclimate to their new financial situation. But that cannot be expected of them overnight. It happens gradually. So immediately, you have to be able to satisfy the person's not just physical needs, but also their emotional needs. And this is part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. But now the kitzur is going to qualify this. He says, v'haynu, this is talking specifically about ba'ani shemekabel b'chashay. We're talking about a poor person who is secretly receiving funds. So in that case, we say, mechuyavim anshei ha'ir liten lo ko makzaro. The people of his community are required to give him whatever he feels to be lacking. Kasher ha'yarogel mikodem shehani, like he was accustomed to before he became poor. Aval, if you have a poor person that goes around to the doors, he goes around collecting, it's not a secret. So how much are you required to give him? So you give him a small amount according to his worth, which means that if he's a very dignified individual, you have to give him a dignified amount. If he's not such a dignified individual, you can give him a lesser amount. But what's the minimum? Uloko apachos. At the very least, yitnu lo bechol ir. It's the responsibility of the community in general to give him lechem umazon shir shtei seudas. They have to give him two meals worth of food, umakom lalun, and accommodations where he can sleep. Mifarnesin umalbishin. Now this is another halacha, and that is that the same way that we're required to support and to give clothing to the poor Jews, we're also required to do so to non-Jews. What's the reason for this? Because of the issue of Darkei Shalom. If the destitute non-Jews see that Jews only give to other Jews, they're going to be resentful. It may cause anti-Semitism. That's something which we cannot allow to occur. So therefore, when we are supporting Jews, we also support non-Jews as well. Okay. So now we have already discussed what is the requirement to give to a particular ani. But what we still have to discuss is what is the responsibility of any individual. In other words, how much do you have to give of your own income? So, this is known as the mitzvah of Maiser, or Maiser Ksafim, which means you have to give a tenth, let's say tithe, of all of your resources and income. And now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going to describe to us how to make this calculation. So, in Halacha Daled, it says, how much tzedakah should a person give? We're talking about your personal responsibility for ma'aser. So shana rishona, ha'ma'aser min ha'keren. The very first year, meaning the very first time that someone separates ma'aser from their resources, we say ha'ma'aser min ha'keren. The ma'aser, the 10% will be from the principal, which means that if someone has $100,000, they would be required to give $10,000. Mikan ve'elach, from then on, yitain ma'aser min ha'revach. He would be required to give ma'aser from his earnings, she'arviach kol shana, which he earned over the course of each year. Chutz mitzarchei beiso, excluding the amount of the needs of his house, of his home. What this means is that he can exclude the amount of his family needs. Now, this is a very interesting idea. In fact, in many editions of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, these words are taken out. But it is the opinion of the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that when we calculate Ma'aser, it's a net calculation. It's not gross. It's based on net earnings, which means that First, you deduct all of the necessities for your family, and then from whatever is remaining of that, you have to give 10%. Now, not all poskim agree with this. For example, it is the opinion of the Chida that when we calculate Maisa, it has to be based on gross earnings. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch goes on, Zohi Mida Beinonis. This idea of giving 10% is not the maximum you could give, but rather, this is the standard amount. However, Mitzvah Min HaMuchar Sheyitin Chomesh Shana Rishonah Min HaKeren. The best mitzvah is that a person should give 20% from all of his principal the first time he gives ma'aser. V'yachakach kol shana, and afterwards, every subsequent year, chomesh min ha'rebach, he should give 20%, he should give a fifth from any additional earnings that he has. V'al yivaz ve'ez adam yoser min ha'chomesh, but a person is not allowed to give more than 20% of his resources. Why? Kidei shelo yitzdarechu achakach labrios, so that he shouldn't later on have to receive tzedakah from other people. In other words, a person has to do whatever is necessary to make sure that they themselves will not be required to receive charity from others. Now, the Kitzur qualifies this 20% rule. And he says, V'davka kol yimei chayav. This that you can't give more than 20%, that's true the days of his life. Avo b'shas moso. But at the time when he's dying, Yachol Adam Litain, a person is entitled to give Ad Shlish Rechusho Tzedakah. He can give up to a third of his possessions to Tzedakah. Now, many poskim say that there's another exception to the rule, and that is someone who is exceedingly wealthy is also entitled to give more than 20%. Now, until now, we're discussing how much has to be given when you calculate Maaser. But the next issue is, to what type of causes can you give Maaser? Is Maaser specifically to poor people, or can it also be used for other mitzvahs? So now the Kitzur goes on and says, Ein lasos mi Maaser shelo dvar mitzvah. A person is not allowed to use his Maaser money in order to pay for a mitzvah. Can go near us the basic necessities. For example, to provide lighting for the shul, or shared varon mitzvah, or other mitzvah uses, rak yitneolaniyam, rather, he should only use his miser money to give to poor people. Ve'im nizdamna lo mitzvah, and if he encounters a mitzvah, lios bal bris, for example, he has to make a bris, o lahachnis chosan v'kala aniyam l'chuppah, or he has the special opportunity to pay for a chosan and kala who are poor, and to pay for their wedding needs, ukahai gavno, and things of the like. V'chein liknos svarim, or he wants to acquire svarim, lomod behem, ulahashilin lacherim lomod behem. For he wants to learn from them himself, and he wants to lend to others, so that they could learn from them. If he doesn't have the means, and he would not be able to do that mitzvah from his own money, so in that case, he is allowed to use his maisa money to do the mitzvah. If he's acquiring svarim from maisa money, he's a hair, but he has to be careful, lahashilon la'acherim, to make sure he's lending it to others. He can't just use it for himself and spend ma'aser money on that. In lo, chashahut sarach lehem, unless he himself needs to make use of the svarim right now, azai who called them, in such a case, he takes precedence, which means that if it's a question of you using the svarim or someone else, then you take precedence over the other person. Now, there's another thing that we have to be aware of. It's important that we write on those svarim that they were purchased with Maaser money. Laman lo yachziku behem banav acharav, in order that your children don't later on assume them to be their inheritance. They have to be able to see that it was purchased from Meiser money, and therefore it belongs to the community at large. Okay, so now we're going to proceed and discuss a general attitude of generosity when we are giving money for a cause. In Halacha Hey, it says, Harotze lezakos la'atzmo, someone who wants to attain merits for himself, Yachof es yitzro hara v'yachiv yado. So he should overcome his yetzahara to be stingy, and v'yachiv yado, and he should be generous. V'kol davar shehu l'shem shemayim, any acquisition that he's doing for the sake of Hashem's will, it should be good, it should be beautiful. For example, in Bana Beis Tefillah, if he is building a shul, it should be more beautiful than his own home. If he's feeding people who are hungry, he should feed them from that which is good and that which is sweet on his table, the best food that he has. Kisa Arom, if he is providing clothing for those who need it, Yichaseo Me'ayofa Shebeksuso, he should provide them with his best clothing. Higdish Davar, if he is sanctifying something, Yakdish Me'ayofa Shebenechasav, he should only do so from the nicest of his belongings. V'chein Hu Omer, and similarly, this is what the Pasuk says, Kol Chelev L'Hashem, whatever is the fats, meaning whatever is the best item, that should be set aside for Avodas Hashem. Okay, so now in Halacha Vav, we're going to discuss what happens if someone's family also has financial needs. So it says, Hanosein Levanov Ubenosov Hagedolim, someone who's providing for his sons and daughters who are older, which we'll see what that means. She'ena chayev b'mizunaseyem, to the extent that he is not chayev, he is not required to pay for their food. She'em yosim b'nei she'eshanim, because they're older than six, in which case it's not their parents' obligation to provide for them. Now, nevertheless, he's providing for them. Kidei d'lamed es abanim Torah. He wants to teach the sons Torah. Ulahanik es abanos b'derek yishara, and to raise his daughters in a proper fashion. Vigam, similarly, hanosein matonos la'aviv, someone who's providing presents for his parents. She'ena yachul afarnaso rach nimos tzedaka shelo, that he would otherwise be unable to support his parents if he would not use his own ma'aser money, his own tzedakah money. V'heim tzrichim l'kach, and they need his help. So harezeh b'chlal tzedakah, it's still in the category of tzedakah. Now don't assume that just because it's for a family member, you can't count it as tzedakah. Because if your family needs it, so then it's also tzedakah. V'lo old, and not just that, eloshet tzorech l'hakdima l'acherim, his family member who has a need should come before anyone else. Even if it's not his son or his father, it's not immediate family. El krovo, it's a relative. Who kodem l'cho adam. So his relatives take precedence over anyone else. We have more of responsibility to our relatives than to strangers. The rule is that poor people from your own household take precedence over poor people from your community. And the poor people from your community take precedence over the poor people from other communities. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, La'achicha, La'aniyecha, Ule'avyoncha, Be'artzecha, to your brother, to your poor people, and to your destitute Be'artzecha, who are in your land, which means in your own city. Now, this halacha until now was speaking about a private person who's giving tzedakah. But now the kitzur is going to qualify this. And he says, Aval gabbai tzedakah. Let's say it's the gabbai, the person who's in charge of distributing tzedakah on behalf of an organization, on behalf of a community. Gabi Tzedaka Machalik is a Tzedaka. While he is dispersing Tzedaka, Sarach Lihizahar, he has to be careful. Shelo Yarbel Lekrovav Yosem Milasharaniyim. That he is not allowed to provide more for his own family members, for his own relatives, more so than other aniyim. Because someone who's in the position of Gabai is required to be impartial.